New Radio Sports Network and 96.7 WBDK getting ready for our first Sturgeon Bay soccer broadcast of the season, as we will have two games for you this week at home against Notre Dame and at Algoma on Thursday, September 9th. I'm Tim Coles, and we're joined right now by head coach Todd Moss of your Sturgeon Bay Clippers soccer team. And coach, we joked about it before we hit record, but five matches in a week isn't normal, is it?
No, that was a little bit rough. Just due to scheduling, we couldn't really get around that. So, I mean, we just got to grin and bear it and do the best that we can. Unfortunately, we play two Division I teams on this past Friday and Saturday, so you got really tough competition in the later part of the week when you had games 4 and 5, and they were played on a turf field down at the Prairie School, which is awesome to be on. It's a state-of-the-art complex. But, I mean, game 4 and 5 of that week, that's pretty tough on the boys.
And you're able to come out of it still with going from August 30th to September 4th, you went 2-2-1. And what were you able to learn about your team after those five games? Because obviously you had plenty of time to see them in game action. You got to see them on several different surfaces, as you mentioned, with the turf field at the Prairie School, then of course natural grass up here. What were maybe some of your big takeaways from really your first major week of competition?
Well, I thought starting off the week playing against Green Bay East, I thought we did pretty good. That was a tough game. It came down to the wire. Everybody had to do a lot of things correctly. I mean, we didn't do everything correct, but we bent, but we didn't break, and we get a late goal by Ben Luters to help us win that game. Then we go to who did we play on Tuesday then? I don't even remember.
You started the week off at Seymour, and then you had Gibraltar Sevastopol on that Thursday before you had to head down to the Prairie School.
So Seymour was the first game. So that one was pretty tough. We gave up that one. We learned a lot. We gave up 4 goals the first half, and we're like, holy smokes, what did we get ourselves into? And then we end up holding them scoreless, and we put in 2 the second half. So. Considering, you know, half and half, obviously we really did bad things in the first half, but I thought we stepped up and did some really good things the second half. So that was a learning curve for us. And this year, Seymour's ranked. So, I mean, we can't, we got to take that in consideration too. And then we had Gibraltar in there at home. We played okay against Gibraltar. It wasn't a clean match. And Gibraltar probably feels the same way. I'm sure they felt that they could have done a little bit better as well. It was just kind of a goofy game. 3-1 win for us on that one. And then after that, we run down to Racine and play Racine-Horlick and then Racine-Tremper. So both of those schools are a little under 2,000 kids. So right away from the start, we're underdogs by a long shot. So it was good to see that the guys came out ready to play. We had 0-0 tie against Horlick, and we lost 1-2 against Tremper. So everything said and done, it was a good week. We didn't kill the boys, and we didn't kill ourselves, so it was okay.
And, of course, the only game that we didn't mention was that season opener at Green Bay NEW Lutheran in Providence, Akama. You win that one 7-0. How hard is it for you as a coach, though? I don't want to say kind of temper the enthusiasm or what the proper term is, but to kind of say, hey, it's nice that you start off the season this strong, but just remember, we still have a long season to go.
Yeah, you know, actually, that the score was kind of a weird one after everything said and done, because it was only 1-0 at halftime. We were not doing anything right in our final third once we get the ball in and around our box, our attacking box. It was just a matter of calming down a little bit. Everybody's always jacked up, ready to play the first game. And once we got them in at halftime, settled them down, talked about some few things that we should be doing better, then obviously the floodgates opened for us. And yeah, we should have done better in that game as well. But considering it's the first game, we cut them a little bit of slack, and they picked it up the second half.
We'll go from one parochial school to the other. You'll face Notre Dame here tonight, September 7th at Sturgeon Bay. Notre Dame being the school that knocked you out last year out of that alternative fall state tournament. They went on to be the state runner-up. And what have you kind of told your team about this Notre Dame squad? Is it kind of let's avenge last year? Is it approach it from a new angle? What kind of conversations have you had?
Well, we've got different personnel, obviously, because their seniors graduated, which that hurts us a little bit. But on the flip side, we didn't lose hardly any scoring. So the seniors that we had last year were more in the middle of the field, except for Carson Dvorak. He was up top. So most of our scoring we still have intact with us. So it'll be a little bit different game today. But talking about Notre Dame, these guys know each other pretty well. I mean, all together. So they're pretty familiar with us, and we're pretty familiar with them. It's just a matter of execution. So I don't want to say they didn't lose anybody, because obviously they had a pretty big senior class last year. But their junior class last year, I believe, was right around 11 or 12. So all of those guys now became seniors, and it's not like they really lose talent, or there's no rebuilding here. All they do is reload. So I'm sure there's a number of sophomores that are now juniors that are coming up. So it's going to be a very heavy senior and junior roster, I'm sure. So we've got a lot of work for us to do here to make sure that the game stays intact, and we don't let it get too wild and crazy right off the bat. So, the boys know what they have to do. We got to play a lot cleaner than we have in the past here, and not turn over the ball in stupid spots on the field.
Yeah, obviously this has been, you know, kind of almost a staple to your season, it seems like, the last few years. What makes this rivalry, even though that it's two different divisions, what makes this rivalry with Notre Dame so special?
Well, it's two programs that are striving to reach state every year. I mean, that's always been our goal from the start. You know, let's see if we can get back there. It's not that we take lightly any of the other things that are stepping stones in order to get there. But at the end of the day, you want to get back to state, and you want to win state. And it's two programs that have the same mentality. They do the same down there as we do up here. It's just and we respect each other as far as personnel is concerned. Like, the players know each other. I don't want to say we always get along all the time, but that's part of the rivalry part. We don't want to lose to them, and they don't want to lose to us. So it makes for a good battle. And we've been playing them from, you know, day one, as long as I can remember. Actually, back then when we started, we were in the same division. So that's kind of where this whole thing started out.
And when you look at tonight's matchup, what are your keys to success for your team?
For us, it's not to turn over the ball in our backfield. That's kind of the problem that we've been having here, and giving our opponents some more chances than what they deserve. So if we can just take care of the ball and do things the right way and move it up the field collectively and see if we can get some good looks, and those the looks that we do get, we have to put in the back of the net. So it's going to be a lot of just play quality soccer and see if we can get a W.
The first of three games this week tonight at Sturgeon Bay, 7 p.m. You'll be able to hear the game on 96.7 WBDK. Sturgeon Bay hosting Notre Dame. Coach, good luck tonight, and we'll look forward to hearing your comments after the game.
Perfect. Thank you very much.
And you're listening to the new Radio Sports Network.